Liturgical Day, Tuesday 10th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its strength, how can it be made salty again? It has become useless. It can only be thrown away, and people will trample on it. You are the light of the world. A city built on a mountain cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and covers it. Instead, it is put on a lampstand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before others, so that they may see the good you do and praise your Father in heaven." Today's commentary is from Father Francesc Perarnau I Canyelles, from Girona in Spain. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Today, St. Matthew reminds us of those words Jesus said regarding our mission as Christians: to be the salt and the light of the world. On the one hand, the salt is a necessary seasoning to make food taste good. Without salt, most dishes are almost worthless. For centuries, on the other hand, salt has been a fundamental element as a preserver of meat. Jesus tells us, "You must be the salt of your world, and like salt, you should give flavor and prevent decay." Nowadays, many have lost the sense of life having any meaning worth struggling for. They feel that it is full of disappointments, difficulties, and suffering, that it passes very quickly, and that it ends in the sad prospect of death and nothing else. You are the salt of the earth. It is up to Christians to give flavor to life by showing the joyful and serene optimism of one who recognizes himself as a son of God, by making difficulties, suffering, and pain help us to purify ourselves, and by realizing that at the end of our life here, life in glory, eternal happiness is waiting for us. Christ's disciples, like salt, help against corruption. Where there are Christians with living faith, there cannot be injustice, violence, ill treatment of the weak. Rather, on the contrary, the virtue of charity must shine in full force, showing concern for others, solidarity, generosity. And thus, Christians are the light of the world. A Christian is the torch that, with the example of his life, shows the path to salvation by bringing the light of truth everywhere he goes. Where before there was only darkness, uncertainty, and doubt, now there is light, certainty, and self-confidence.